It's called the Coonskin Library, a private library established on the American frontier. But few people today would know of the place if it were not for one prominent man who checked out books there. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. In episode 27, it's Hay No More, Feeding Cattle Without Haying.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to intensify the management of your forage.
In episode 32, meet farmer Marion Calmer on proven ways to get more profit from crop acres.
The yield advantage was there to go to narrow row corn. And so then I invented the world's first 15-inch row corn head.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. It's a unique story of the thirst of education on the American frontier, a story that took place in the woods of southeastern Ohio in the early 1800s.
We go back to a town meeting about roads, and then they talked about the possibility of getting a private library.
Bob Avery says local citizens decided if they were to buy books for the area, they would need to purchase them through the furs and hides they hunted. Once the cash and pelts had been collected, local trader Samuel Brown was sent east to buy the books.
He traveled from here and he sold the furs to Jacob Astor. Got $73.50 and then traveled by horseback across the Appalachian Mountains and then to New York and to Boston and picked out 51 books.
A local library association was formed and each member paid a fee of $2.50 to join. But few people today would ever give that library a second thought if it were not for one prominent member.
Our Thomas Ewing was 13 at the time, and he turned in 10 coon hides and got 25 cents apiece, paid his $2.50. We have records that he did read all 51 of the first books that came back. He thrived for knowledge, became Ohio University's first graduate in 1815, went on to become a lawyer and a U.S. senator for three different terms.
Ewing also served as Secretary of the Interior under Presidents Taylor and Lincoln. It was a comment by one of his political competitors, though, that truly made the library famous.
He would read it. One of his opponents was trying to put him down somewhat, and he said, "Oh, all Ewing knows is stuff he read in that little coonskin library."
It was that comment that stuck. The Coonskin Library, a title that put tiny Amesville, Ohio on the map. Traveling the countryside in Amesville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.